Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, that is what's up, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Archive Friday for The Buzz 24-7. The Rattlesnake. I believe that's his nickname. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best heels in WWE history has to be Stone Cold Steve Austin. I think we're going way back here, like maybe 2012, something like that. But here's our Archive Friday edition 24/7 interview with Stone Cold Steve Austin. We're joined on the phone by the man himself, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Good morning. Good morning, Stone Cold.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Man, hanging in there. I'm in Richmond, Virginia, getting ready to go to Monday Night Raw here in a few hours and announce winner. Tough enough. It's going to be a good day at the office.
Now, are they
it's
going to
be a good day at the office. I like that.
What are you going to be doing now, Steve, for the show here? Is it like 8 o'clock going to run like a regular Tough Enough episode, and then they're going to do something, a match between them on Raw, or will the match take place in that 8 o'clock hour?
You know what? I think it's going to be a little bit of both. They haven't really brought me up to speed with everything. I think they're still hashing a few details out. And, you know, that's why I'm looking forward to eating my breakfast and getting down there and seeing what the hell is going on, because this was a hell of a show this year, and I want to make sure we pay it off and everybody's happy with the final result. You know, and I've got my work cut out for me. I've got two fine young men, Big Andy and young Luke from Maine. And one of these guys is going to be the winner and going to get a one-year contract with WWE. So I want to make sure I know exactly what's going on before I get out there on live TV, because I'm proud of the show, I'm proud of the kids, and want to do a good finale to a hell of a season.
Can you imagine Stone Cold coming up to you going, "Hey, I need some answers, Hoss." You know what I'm saying? Who's not going to give him the answers? You know
what? I will say, though, you know, it doesn't matter what happens, man. When you put me on live TV and that element, I know that job. I love that job. And I thrive when that camera's got the red light on and it's time to go. That's when I'm in my element. So they can't throw a curveball, a knuckleball, a fastball at me. I can knock them all out of the park.
I love it. I love it.
It's safe to say you're going to do a second one, because this one, I would say, was hugely successful.
Well, you know what? It was really successful, and it was really well received, and it was put together by a lot of great people. There were so many damn people behind the scenes that helped me out and through the process of going through it, through all this, and people that are really good at what they do. And I really didn't know what to expect, this being my first foray into reality television.
Yeah.
I turned down a lot because a lot of it was just crap TV.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of hardworking people on the show, and I was very proud of it. So I'm going to be shocked and amazed if it's not picked up for season two.
I got to tell you, and Andy used the word, we were chatting just before he came on the air, and Andy used the word reinvigorated, and I think that that's what we're seeing in the WWE. I think that there's a sense of reinvigoration. I mean, because, you know, anything that's around as long as that has to reinvent itself, and that's the only way it survives. And it seems like, you know, there's been ebb and flows in popularity, and right now it seems to be going as strong as ever. Am I right, Steve?
It is strong, and yeah. I think... you know, it was a good element for me to be in, because, I mean, I was totally unscripted. This was, I made it my show. I did what I want. I talked the way I wanted. You know, they bleeped me out a little bit, but, I mean, I appreciate WWE and USA letting me go out on a limb.
Yeah.
Because that's one thing about me. If you're going to turn the camera on and start filming, I'm not going to have, I don't have any problem going out on a limb, and that made the show what it was.
Right.
And I'm proud of it, so I just I think it kind of re-energizes the WWE as well, because they look at that show and they say, well, hey, man, this is how these promos are supposed to work.
Right.
A lot of these kids are still green, and they don't know how to cut the promos. And, hey, man, here's me, and I'm telling you and showing you how to cut a promo each damn week. And I love doing it.
Can you imagine rolling with Stone Cold? Like, I would be the guy sitting in the passenger seat. We'd be going places, and I'd be looking around going, what are you looking at? I'm a non-tough guy, and I would instantly feel tough by the mere token of being near Stone Cold Steve Austin. What are you looking at?
Steve, as far as the show goes, I don't think anybody was surprised that Luke is there at the end. You know, he's a very athletic kid. He's a good-looking kid.
The main kid.
He knows how to, you know, pose and act, and he's pretty good in the ring. Excuse me. But I am surprised that you did pick Andy over Jeremiah. What was your decision making there?
Oh man, I mean, yeah, you can name out each one of those kids, and I'll let you know exactly why they went home. Right now, for me to pick a winner, Luke and Andy are the two in the finals, and whichever one of those guys wins that contract, they're in a pretty good position to go. Now they're both still green. But they're in a position to take that contract and start working with it. Jeremiah is great as an athlete as he is. He just has a lot of learning to do, psychological. He just, as far as, you know, doing stuff in the ring, taking calls in the ring. Yeah, if you showed him how to do something, he could do it. But once, you've got to understand, you saw an hour each show. Well, it took 3 or 4 days to film one episode. So there's a lot. There's 8 cameras rolling for damn near 16, 18 hours a day.
Right.
And a lot of that training you didn't see. So you saw him excel a lot, but there's also a lot that, you know, not so good at.
Yeah.
Right.
So he kicked ass on the show, and I'm very proud of him, and I like Jeremiah. But hands down, and it was close, as you saw in that last elimination. I made it very clear that he damn near sent both of those guys home.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Luke and Andy were the guys that needed to stay, and those were the guys that I kept.
Stone Cold Steve Austin on Tough Enough tonight coming up. Roadkill.
What are you noticing that some of the kids are not sharp on that are coming up? Do they not realize how much work it is? Or what are they missing?
What's their biggest shock, I guess? Yeah.
Well, I think, Luke's been on the independent scene for about 4 years. Now, when you say 4 years, this sounds like a lot of time, but when you're talking about indie shots, you know, that might be once a month, once every week. I mean, so he's not working a whole bunch. Andy's been down in FCW training every day for about 8 months. And I think the biggest thing that shocks them, I think, you know, they're kind of pretty much intimidated or starstruck when you look at the group of trainers and myself that are there, because, I mean, there's a pretty good little who's who of who can help you out in the business there.
Yeah.
And it's just all of a sudden, you know, like you ever done something where you think you know how to do something pretty good, but then all of a sudden you get around a bunch of 20-year veterans, and you're thinking, well, you know, maybe I don't know near as much as I thought I did.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of that, you know, and once they get over that and start settling into their groove, and Luke found his confidence back, and we got Andy to amp up a little bit, and they start feeling at home, and, you know, the longer those kids were around, the more we just got to know them. And hey, man, I loved every one of those kids. I had a good time with them, you know, and some of them got sent home early, and some of them, our last two, are still there. But I wish that they could all make it in this business, but we all know that they can't.
Right.
That's why the show's called Tough Enough.
Hey, Steve, two-part question, real quick one. How disappointed with you that Eric couldn't step up to the plate because he was such a great-looking big man, and he really had a great look to him? And how disappointed were you that Martin got injured and couldn't continue?
I saw a bunch of those kids in the lobby last night when I was checking into the hotel, and had a great conversation with them for about 30 minutes. Eric has dropped a little bit of weight. It looks fantastic. I mean, he's a good-looking kid. God dang, he's got a good look, a great voice. If he could just put it together and just go really, really balls out on his cardio training, I really think the guy could have a future in the business, because he's just got such a great look.
Mm-hmm.
And poor Martin, I think he's got 2 screws in his ankle. He's just now being able where he can jog. He'll jog for maybe 100, 200 yards and walk and, you know, just repeat. So he's getting back into some mobility now, but it'll be a while before he can start really turning and burning and hitting the rings, the ropes, with that ankle being what it is. So it was a heartbreaker to see him go down, and it was just such a fluke injury of him just rolling out of the ring and something popped in his ankle, and that's just the way it goes. Both of those guys are good kids.
At what point, Steve, did you look at these young guys and go, which one of you is carrying my bags up to my room?
Because if you said
I didn't make anybody carry my bags, but I'll tell you what, I commanded their respect from day one, and you know, I earned their respect, and you know, I worked my ass off in the business, and nobody handed me nothing.
Amen.
And I starved for many years, so I paid my dues, and I wanted those kids to have a good time. And I told them that every single day they went to work, I wanted them to have a good time and enjoy the experience. But at the end of the day, this is a contest, and you're after each other's throats, and that's just the way it is. So I hope that all the kids have good things to say at their experience at Tough Enough, and I think they probably all did. And a lot of them would have liked to stay around longer because everybody wants to win, but not everybody can.
Well, Steve, out of all the women, even though she wasn't the first woman to get voted off, it seemed like you had the most respect for little beauty queen Rima.
Well, you know what? She was tough. I mean, she was just a tough chick, and she, a lot of people said, well, you shouldn't have kept her around as long as you did. Well, Trish made a good argument for her one time in my office and when we were doing our deliberations, and she said, hey, I've been exactly where Rima's at. And Rima brought looks to the table. She brought a wonderful personality. She can think on her feet, and she can talk circles around just anything you want to ask her. She thinks on her feet.
Mm-hmm.
So she's a very bright chick and obviously very beautiful. So she was tough. And, at the end of the day, she has never really done any kind of athletic endeavor like that. The bumps caught up to her. She was in a lot of pain, but she kept going. And I finally had to get rid of her. But she really earned my respect. You know, as did Eva Lise. I hated to let Eva Lise go, but she kind of tore a quad muscle and she couldn't man up and keep going. So there were some really tough women on the show, and I was real impressed with all of them.
Well, Steve, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. We really appreciate it. Always have appreciated you. Someday when you and I meet, I will fight you. I just want you to know.
Steve,
you will win.
There you go. We'll have a beer. All right, Steve. Man, good luck to you, and always good to talk to you,
we'll
Steve. Thanks very much.
We'll be watching tonight on USA.
Right. We will fight. That's awesome. Greg.
Bye-bye,
that's
buddy.
Awesome.
Bye, Steve.
There it is. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday, 5:30. More Metallica tickets next week. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.